So what we're hearing from the media is that we have this insurgence of people coming into our state that wouldn't have otherwise done so, making me go to my clients in all price ranges and say, hey, you may have had a hard time selling your property in the past. Months of inventory were high. Now's your chance to sell the property because inventory is low. We've got demand that's high and interest rates are low. What we didn't look at, and this is to answer your question, was how many people are actually leaving our state.
Okay, Tim, yesterday, looking over some of the data that you had shared with Channel 3, Channel 8, and even the Hartford Current, talking about Connecticut housing data, stating how the state of Connecticut has been a jump in population, 33% with incoming new residents, obviously from the New York area, possibly Boston, related to the COVID-19 situation with social distancing and who knows, maybe loss of jobs in the city. But I read it and I actually got kind of juiced up, like thinking about it, like this is great news.
Great thing for our state.
Yeah, you would think, absolutely. And I think it is. But then I looked at some of the information that you shared about that. And I have to admit, even when I was reading the articles, get excited and you think about, wow, this is a possibility. This is kind of an inflection point for the state. But then I'm kind of looking for the trap door, like, you know.
What happens
here? Where's the bad news in this? And then you go, okay, so what is it? And then I looked at some of the data you were looking at, and you know, what were your findings looking at that?
Well, so for me, I'm looking at this data, first of all, before I answer your question. I'm looking at the data because I utilize it to help to advise my clients, and the team does as well. So what we're hearing from the media is that we have this insurgence of people coming into our state that wouldn't have otherwise done so, making me go to my clients in all price ranges and say, hey, you may have had a hard time selling your property in the past. Months of inventory were high. Now's your chance to sell the property because inventory is low. We've got demand that's high and interest rates are low. What we didn't look at, and this is to answer your question, was how many people are actually leaving our state?
Well, that's been the trend leading up to this point, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think we ranked number 3 last year as the biggest exodus, one of the largest exodus in the country. People were fleeing the state of Connecticut. And that was causing us to tell our clients, especially in the high end, be careful. You may want to think about selling your properties because we're seeing a potential for a decline in value.
Sure.
That's changed, according to the data.
So how do you square the two? The news that just came out, you know, how do you square that with what's been the trend over the last 10, 15 years?
Probably? Look, in the last, let's look at 2019 as an example before we had the pandemic that took place. We had about 19% of the people that were selling their homes were actually moving out of state. So this year we've had 14%. So the good news here is that we've reduced the exodus by 5%, but we still have more people migrating out of state than we do having people come in from out of state. And that's an issue.
So we're still at a net loss as far as population goes, even now with 33% increase in incoming new residents.
We do, but you know, you and I, we look at somebody saying, hey, you know, the market is, somebody asks you how the market is, and somebody's quick to say, you know, things are great, people are buying and selling. It really depends on specific locations. So it wouldn't be fair for us to just look at the entire state of Connecticut and make an assumption that more people are leaving than there are coming in. What we've done is broken this down by counties.
Sure.
And the one that shocked me, and this is where most of the information that we were getting, which was from these news stations, the CARS president, Hartford County.
Sure.
Right? And Hartford County showed the biggest number out of all the counties as far as people leaving. So that leads you and I to ask some really good questions, I think. Why is this happening?
Well, you would think Hartford would be the major hub of this whole new movement. I mean, obviously, you know, Fairfield County is going to have a large influx because people are fleeing New York City. And let's face it, Stanford, granted, they already had that stable base anyway with a lot of businesses and Wall Street influence in Stanford. So that's not a surprise. But Harvard being down that low, I mean, you want to say it's surprising, but at the same time, look at what the trend has been over the last 20 years. So I don't want to take a negative position on this.
No.
If we're going to leverage what's happening right now from the government standpoint, how would we invite more people? They're already coming, so how do we make it even more inviting to them? Is it favorable tax treatment, business-friendly environment? Like, how would we actually plant the seeds of, hey, we've got something good happening here, let's grab a hold of it?
Well, I think that's our purpose. Mm-hmm. Our purpose of kind of uncovering the real information leads us to those questions. Mm-hmm. And how do we make this state a better place? Not only how do we attract more people to the state, but how do we retain them?
Sure.
Because that's our biggest issue here, I believe. If we had these people coming in and people were selling their homes but moving just within the state,
sure,
that's a great thing. It helps everybody. And I get it from the standpoint of the agents and reporting. They are feeling something like they haven't felt since 2006. Mm-hmm. They're seeing multiple offers on most of the properties that are out there. My question is, what types of properties are selling? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in looking at the data and looking at the properties they're selling, sometimes they were previously listed in the past years. Mm-hmm. And for one reason or another, they did not sell. Mm-hmm. Whether it be functional obsolescence, high traffic roads, high tension wires, nuclear power plant, a floor plan that just doesn't work. And maybe they sat there, they tested the market, and they started the price reduction game.
Sure.
That a lot of the agents are told to do.
Yep.
And all of a sudden we've gotten a market right now where there's no inventory. And so you price a property on the market, and not only does it get purchased, but a situation like you've just had, mm-hmm. Would show that it gets purchased way above asking price and in a multiple offer situation.
Yeah, and that's what I saw last week with a interested buyer in a home, beautiful home right here in Stonington, and five offers on the first day.
Five offers.
So that kind of says it all right there. Makes it a difficult time to purchase, depending on where you're at and what price range you're in. So,
What's that doing to the market, being a former appraiser? What are you seeing that?
Well, obviously it's inflating it, but it's inflating it with cash buyers that might overinflate the prices to the point of maybe an eventual correction. We don't know.
So you just said cash buyers, and a lot of people probably don't realize the impact of a cash buyer. Typically, we have these things built into a market that would keep a buyer from paying too much, mm-hmm. or getting overextended, which is an appraisal. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening now is we have somebody coming in with cash, they're beating everybody else, and they're creating this comparable property that people who do have mortgages in the future are trying to safeguard their wealth, mm-hmm. from not overpaying for a property, yet it's based on a property that was just overpaid.
Yeah, so the appraisal is not utilized for the initial cash sale, but that recorded sale is used in new appraisals. So all of a sudden you're interested. Yeah, that's exactly. That's the
slippery.
Tough part. So I think for the purposes of this conversation, looking at it from 35,000 feet,
yeah.
If you look at the articles that I read, it compared Connecticut, I think it was third in growth at 33% of incoming new residents. And I think first was Vermont,
okay.
Second was North Dakota.
Got it.
So if we're in Connecticut and we're located in between New York City and Boston, two of the biggest hubs in the country, and we're being compared to North Dakota, it's a little concerning. You think about it, you go, how can we change that? How do we invite more people in? So I think that moving forward, let's kick around some ideas as to how do we actually make this more inviting to people,
right.
that see Connecticut as an option.
And to the defense of the numbers that were being reported, what we did is we looked at just those people that were coming into our state and purchasing homes, mm-hmm. from out of state, and those that were owned homes and were leaving the state after those transactions took place. What we did not weigh in on were the number of people from out of state that were coming into state and renting. And in my opinion, that's a temporary thing, most likely.
Sure.
They may be either moving back to the state they were from, but it could tip the scale into that 33%. It could. If we saw those numbers, to be fair, that could actually be the leveling agent. Mm-hmm. We don't have that information. My old company, CoStar Group, owns apartments.com. I'm sure we could get it. But for right now, I think what's important to us is not what's temporary, but what at least has some permanency to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, let's clarify the purpose here and identify what allows us to get the information you're talking about. And it's more of that advisory approach where we don't just accept the news for what it is and actually look at, do some investigating, find out what each individual market, how it performs and how that property fits into it. And then you're able to actually truly consult the client and give them the kind of information they need to make sound financial decisions.
My hat goes off to you and the rest of the members of the team for doing the due diligence they did so we can actually ask the questions that we are.
Sure.
Yep. Looking forward to the help from the public. Economists, people looking at this data, you know, helping us to decipher it and lead us down a path that will help to keep people in the state as opposed to just selling their properties and saying, maybe I should leave the state where my pension potentially could be worth more in a state that's more friendly.
And there's another conversation for next time. So until then, let's
thank you.
Call
appreciate
it off.
It.
Got it.